WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. Jordan will be here with Elliot Shore Parks and myself, and then the Players Lounge, as always, with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot. This week's guest is Cam Jurgens. Before we get to the top 5 at 5, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The new question, man, Jack is on fire with the questions today. Do you think A.J. Brown will be on the Eagles to start the 2026 season is the question. Ike, what do you think the responses are on this one?
Yes, I'd go 60%.
It is yes, 53%.
Wow, that's still 50-50.
Yeah, pretty wild that we're in this position.
And not super meltdowny in the replies, which is good.
Oh, that's good.
Unlike the last time.
Well, the last time last year, you mean?
No,
two years ago.
Sertain won.
Yeah.
Just defensive player of the year, Patrick Sertain.
Yeah, well. And we do need a cornerback.
Listen.
Hey, look.
Playing chess, man.
Look.
That's what I do.
The top 5 and 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So as always, there are a lot of things that are back. And I got the 5 that are the most back right now. Starting at number 5. Remember growing up? In, like, middle school, high school, some kid would get sick with mono.
Yeah.
Justin Morgenstein.
He has mono?
He has mono. Like a 15-year-old.
What?
What are we doing?
Wait a minute.
I know.
Hold on.
We're not locked in on the show enough.
He has a steady girlfriend.
That's the question.
Can I throw something at you here, Ike?
Oh, God.
Well, he did take a trip to Los Angeles recently.
That's true.
Big party guy.
Morgenstein.
Go to the Penn State, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not certainly not saying anything happened. Oh, poor Justin. I know he's listening somewhere.
He's at home.
He's somewhere dying.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just kidding. We love you, kid. But mono.
Yeah.
Someone in their mid-20s, late 30s, or close to 30. Can't happen.
Morgenstein's not close to 30.
Nah, but for these,
like 23.
For this topic, he's close to 30.
Yeah,
he's close
for
to
this
30.
Topic.
Wow, what the hell is going on with Morgenstein?
I know, mono, unbelievable. The fourth thing that is back is Spike and his little people getting excited about the Sixers off of some little videos showing them down at the blue and white scrimmage. Oh, and B dunked. He shot a 3.
Looked pretty good.
I don't know.
Looked pretty nimble.
I don't know, Jim.
Looked pretty nimble. Jim.
Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Tommy Romo.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Jim. Sixers back, Spike.
Well, no.
But,
given how last year went and how bad he looked last year, the fact that he's playing 5-on-5, which at this point last year he was not. We were ramping at this point last year. And every time we saw him last year, he looked... It's not like he was a speed demon beforehand, but he looked twice as slow as he ever looked. And the fact that he looks nimble, he looks thin. He dunked without even thinking about it. Dunked with ease. I'm not saying they're back. But what I am saying is the opportunity for a season that isn't dreadful seems like it could be on the horizon. And as somebody who has to watch every minute of every game, and we can ignore the Sixers on WIP if they suck.
You can.
I can't ignore the Sixers. I got to do that stupid podcast. So if we could get a Joel Embiid that is playing 45 games, 50 games, looks nimble, you can't blame a guy for getting a little excited that you see him dunking in the blue and white scrimmage.
No, I know.
I agree.
I just hope it goes well for you.
I hope it goes well for all of us.
It would be great.
You kidding me? A comeback Embiid year?
Yeah.
Would be amazing.
With Jared McCain?
Yes, eventually.
With VJ?
Who's also eventually? Who's also hurt?
Awesome.
I think he played in the blue and white scrimmage,
good.
So I think he's okay.
Good. But a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah.
Getting excited about Sixers.
Videos.
Rightfully so.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you must be excited.
Yeah,
Ike?
I am.
Yeah, you saw him
dunking. I am excited, yes. I'm telling you. But Spike, I've been telling you, you got to monitor this thing, man.
Yeah, I'm.
Got to monitor it.
I'm keeping cool.
I saw the highlights.
Yeah.
And I resisted retweeting.
No, I did.
GIF out there. I resisted.
Oh, the Apple GIF?
Yeah. GIF.
GIF, whatever.
Yes,
GIF. I think it's GIF.
I resisted doing that. But, oh, sorry about that.
That was a loud butt. Holy
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, that's because we had all the mics turned up now.
Yeah, it just wanted my mic turned up.
The first time I see...
I'm being honest.
He's active.
Yeah.
And he's playing. It's coming out. I'm just letting you know.
That's what's coming?
What's coming out?
The Apple GIF?
Yes.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
That's how you know when we're back. When we see the Apple GIF on Ike's Twitter, I'm sending alerts, buddy. I'm sending alerts on your tweet.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh.
Hey, listen, man. The East is wide open.
It is.
Wide open.
Did you see? Tatum dunking the other day?
Yeah, I did see that.
3 months after an Achilles injury?
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
That's a little scary. I don't want any part of that.
Yes.
Big guy, you might want to take the year off. You want to make sure it's completely healed.
Make sure you're completely healed, yeah.
Look, Give us a chance.
All I want to worry about in the East are the Knicks and the Cavs.
Right.
As long as all I have to worry about is the Knicks and the Cavs, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And, of course, worry about the Sixers, but as long as I – that's it. Oh, I mean, what if he's okay?
What if he's fine?
I might be back. Okay, all right.
The third thing that is back is OG Wade ducking when the pressure's up on Jaylen.
Yep, where is he? This is when he was supposed to be at his best,
I know.
To blame everybody else.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, but he's nowhere to be found. Nowhere. And why? This is when you're, again, like you said, Spike, this is OG Wade season.
Yeah.
The quarterback is proving once again that he's a pretty good player. Everyone's on him, and his biggest defender is MIA. Maybe that's who the Amber Alert was for.
For OG Wade.
Did you stop with the Amber Alert?
Well, seriously, maybe he got comfortable. Maybe he got too comfortable with everybody agreeing that he was good.
Is it a right. Super Bowl hangover?
For OG as well.
Yeah.
It could be.
I thought he was back a couple weeks ago. But he is.
Well, he did the AJ thing.
Yeah.
Where he's been waiting to trade AJ for 2 years now.
He has. People forget he was the first one to say it, not me.
The last time he called, he was basically saying it was for AJ.
Right.
He wants AJ to be happy, to get his targets. Yeah, it is really. I actually saw a carton of milk this morning. The picture on the milk. The lost.
Yep.
OG Wade.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We've only seen Justin once.
Like a power. Oh, that's a little kid.
Yeah,
that's
a power
kid.
Drill.
No. Yeah, it's a child.
That's a loud kid.
Yeah,
I know, man.
And I'm pretty used to screaming.
That kid's been on every flight I've ever been on. That one kid.
But just remember, Spike, the parents on those flights are trying their best.
I know. Except for the ones that aren't. The only time
you haven't traveled with the kids yet, have you?
We have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. We did. We did our best.
The only
felt like everyone's looking at us.
Yes, we are.
Felt the fire of a thousand suns.
Shut that kid up.
Yeah.
When they can't get the kid to shut up, I don't have a problem with it. It's when something works and the parent stops it. That's when on the last flight I was, the kid was going crazy. As soon as the dad grabbed him and was bouncing him up and down, the kid stopped.
Yeah.
Then the dad stopped. And I'm sorry, brother.
Now you got to keep that going.
This is on you. It's okay if there's nothing you can do. I get it. I am sympathetic to that. However, if bouncing the kid up and down on your knee makes him shut up, I don't care if the flight is 5 hours. Brother, you have a Diet Coke, get your caffeine in there. You're going to have to bounce that knee.
See, I can't say over the airways how we kept our kids quiet.
Sure, different methods than now.
Yeah.
The second thing that is back is, I saw the people out there this weekend. Apple picking season.
Oh, my God.
Come on, the flannels are back.
Dude, how many times are you going to pick apples?
Yeah, well, there's apples to be picked.
There's
photo ops to be had.
Are you saying fall itself is back apple picking specifically?
Well, apple picking season /fall/ pumpkin spice season.
Yeah.
All the Halloween stuff's out. Right. We're dipping our toe in the Christmas water, but we're not ready to get there yet.
Man.
Yeah. No, it's here, baby.
Yeah, it's here. That's for sure. I look around the neighborhood. It's here.
Well, you know the wives. Yeah. We're looking at this weekend being like, Phil's lost. No Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guess what we're doing Sunday morning.
You're apple picking.
You're apple picking.
I went here.
Val loves Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it was Saturday. We got two little pumpkin lights by the TV. We got pumpkin lights
there
by the front door.
Yeah. Tis the season.
We got a skeleton sitting in the chair by the front door
there
outside.
You go.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
I thought that was just you.
All right. You need to lose a couple.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Self five. All right, but the number one thing that is back is Negadelphia. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Eagles, Pets heads are falling off. Phillies blow it up. Flyers lost in overtime over the weekend. And Miechkoff apparently is fat. That's the reports out to start the season.
Oh, really?
Is that he's out of shape. That's going
really?
On. Temple lost by one to Navy over the weekend. I know people pretended like that was some heartbreaking loss to the city of Philadelphia, but it's added to the mix.
Yeah.
And then, I mean.
That
means.
Hold on. Does that mean the Army-Navy game is not here this year?
I have no idea.
It's always here at Baltimore, right?
Well, they switch in three places, I believe. Okay. They go D.C. too, right?
Okay, yeah.
Annapolis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Navy played here already.
Well, maybe it's just here in Annapolis.
Or was the game here?
It was here, I believe.
I don't know.
They played at the Link?
Yeah.
I don't know.
31-30.
You guys really did tune out all weekend.
I watch football on Sunday.
Okay.
I watch baseball. Yeah. Saturday I tuned out a little bit because I don't watch college football. You know, I can tune out.
Got a little reset.
This hour, sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Can I tell you about a little awkward thing that happened to me a moment ago here at Chickie's?
Sure, yeah.
The gentleman came over. He said he's from Tampa, listens to us all the time, was very, you know, very vociferous in his support of the show. And I put my fist out for a fist pump. Do you know what he did?
What?
Turkey?
He grabbed the hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Grabbed the fist.
There's no turning back from that.
That's a tough move there.
He didn't seem to have an issue with it.
Yeah.
He almost did it as if this is what you're supposed to do.
Well, he is from Tampa.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, does he not know know to do that?
I have no problem with the handshake. I just don't know that he wanted the handshake, so I went the fist bump. He didn't. The place is packed here at Chickie's.
I miss the COVID days of just the elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Forearm.
Yeah, forearm was good times.
Yeah.
Yep, but nah, it doesn't exist anymore. Germs are gone.
Exactly.
People have no problem with germs.
No.
It is packed here in Chickie's. Today is the first Flyers home game, right?
Yeah,
right.
The home opener.
Yeah. See a lot of Flyers sweaters in here.
I don't see Broads.
I don't see Broads either.
Will Broads be at the game tonight?
I don't know.
Sometimes he goes, I think.
Well, wouldn't he? He probably has to do his YouTube thing right afterwards.
Oh.
So I would imagine he's probably home because he's got to do the YouTube right afterwards.
And I don't know if he's going to wear the full outfit in the press box.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
With the helmet on?
Oh, dude, it would be so good if he did. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Furry Bruce?
Yeah, Furry Bruce.
Baseball. Been a minute, man.
What's up, Furry Bruce?
What are you calling?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, man, it's getting colder, so, you know, the fur is in effect.
Oh, I like it.
Are you talking about your furry?
Are you a fox? What is the animal you dress up as?
No, wolf, man. Fox is too small.
Oh, right. Wolf. Wolf,
yeah.
Wolf, right.
Yeah, we eat stuff, man.
Got that wolf hair.
But look, I wanted to talk about this baseball thing, but man, I got to switch back to the Eagles. I'm going to tell you, man, look, I mean, just listen to Sirianni. Let me just say this. Okay, I agree with you about the passing. Jalen's got some timing issues. I know he needs to work on that. But the one answer, when he was asked, do you plan to change the offense? And he said no. That is a problem. That is a problem.
And No. He said, Bruce. He said if they were going to change play callers. They're not changing. Okay. There's no one to change a play caller to.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood that.
I wanted to let you cook, but you can't. That's definitely not what he said. He was asked if they considered changing play callers, and he said
Okay. Got that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna still stay on this about the Eagles because. My biggest concern is, I'm big on this leadership thing. You know that I called you all in an off-season rant about this hire. And here's where this is it bled over into the entire team. And the one thing about Sirianni, this is like shades of 23. Sirianni is an excellent leader when things are going right, but when things persistently go wrong like they did in 23, he stays stubborn. And in this last game, the problem with the OC, with the offense. It's not only just the injuries, but when you have a plan, they don't have the ability. They have yet to show the ability in these two losses where you can adjust on the fly to change your wide receiver, your passes, your offense. Period. The reason why Jalen got intercepted is because they knew exactly where they were going to go with that. He stepped right in front of the pass, and it's going to get worse unless they come up with some different offensive plays, like Donovan said. You've got to change this thing up. And unless they really decide to do that, we're going to see more of the same, and they're going to struggle with this thing, and we're going to be in trouble. So we'll just see what happens.
We will, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, next question today. I know you're in D.C., but we do have this pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson book tour, which is tomorrow at the TLA. Okay. Misunderstood. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Every ticket comes with a copy of his book. The question today is, give us a good rainy day movie.
All right. Well, since Jack doesn't appreciate old movies, because my first thought was Platoon.
Cocoon's a good one.
One and two is good.
Yeah. So, Jack, I don't know how you feel about
Never
that,
heard
but
of
that's
it.
What I'm rolling with.
Yeah.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Damn millennials, man.
Nothing wrong with us.
Never heard of a Cocoon?
Nah. I thought you said Platoon.
No.
No.
Platoon's with Charlie Sheen, right?
Yes. Yeah, Cocoon.
Yeah.
So Cocoon was this movie where these alien sort of eggs came down, and they made the old people feel young again. Steve Guttenberg in Cocoon, right? Yep. Police Academy Steve Guttenberg. Yeah. Yep. That was a good flick.
What did I say?
Wilford Brimley was in it, right? I believe, as well.
Mustache.
Yeah. That was a good flick.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually a good movie.
Is that a good rainy day flick?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a, warms your heart kind of thing.
I mean, who's old who doesn't want to be young again?
Yeah, of course. I want to be young. Well.
So when it was at a retirement home, right?
Yeah.
It was at a retirement home.
And the cocoons were in a pool.
They were in a pool.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it in a while, but I forgot how they discovered the damn things.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Were they just in there?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Wasn't Daryl Hannah in it, too? She was famous at that moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the
of
love
Mermaid?
Interest?
I think it was Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
I think it was her. It was a good flick.
It's a good 80s movie, man. Was that 80s, late 80s?
Yeah, it was probably 89, something like that, 87, 89.
I have no confidence in any of this being right.
No.
We're right on most of it.
Here's the deal, Jack. Yeah. I bet Cocoon came out somewhere between 86 and 89, had Steve Guttenberg, had Wilford Brimley, also had Daryl Hannah. I am super
All
confident
those are right.
This.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so why don't you shut up, Jack, and look it up.
1985.
Okay, I was close. Did it have all those people in it?
Yeah, so... Hold on. I don't see a Daryl in there.
Daryl's the female lead, I believe. No?
Yeah, he's not. He's lost interest.
Yeah.
I see Don Amici. Wilford Brimley.
Yep.
Humey Cronin.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy was in it as well. Yep.
Jack Gilford.
Okay.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yep.
Maureen Stapleton.
Maybe Daryl Hannah was in it.
Jessica Tandy.
She was an older lady.
Gwen Verdon.
Yeah.
Heard Aware.
I was pretty close.
Taney Welch.
Okay, enough. But I was
Linda Harris.
Close. Okay, enough. I was pretty close. You son of a bitch. I was pretty close.
Names
you only missed Daryl Hannah. That's it.
Yeah, I was pretty close. I was pretty close.
I'm pulling up the full cast.
Shut up. Get out of here. So I wasn't here in 23. Watched the games. Was not here for the conversation. This whole... I seem to remember you guys referencing this whole, the offense needs more motion, needs more complicated plays, was exactly what everybody said in 23.
Yep.
Right?
Pre-snap motion, yeah.
So was that right? And are what people are saying right? Or is it, because I do think there are some limitations, and I know this is going to come as anti-Jalen guy. There are some limitations when people are talking about play action from under center. He doesn't like doing that. You have to turn your back to the defense. He's just he doesn't like doing that. Yep. So aside from that, he also doesn't like throwing in the middle of the field.
Yes, some of that stuff hinders the offense. I don't know how it
limits
can.
What you can do.
I don't know how it can. It also would limit what the coaches can call.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, then he wouldn't be the first quarterback in history to have limitations on what he could do. Mm-hmm. Everybody has limitations on what they can do. But I do think there has to be – it can't just be that the coordinators need to draw more complicated plays. It can't just be that.
Well, I remember we tried that last year at the beginning, and then we stopped.
Right, because we were turning the ball over.
Because there was
the
whole thing about pre-snap motion and all this stuff, and then the Eagles hear that, and now they're adding pre-snap motion to the offense, and I don't know if we benefited from that. Matter of fact, I would say we did not benefit from that.
No, that's why we changed it.
Yes.
That's why we changed it. I would love to we will never get the opportunity. I would love to be in a room with Sirianni and Petullo and hear what – because if we're seeing things – Elliot says this sometimes, and it doesn't mean always, but if we're seeing things that they're seeing the same things.
Yes.
So
now they may have a better understanding.
Yes.
Of why.
Why? That's the question. Yeah, is why. The why? Why yes. are we doing the things that we're doing? You know, because when Emmanuel Acho could say we're always doing this out of this formation and this out of that formation, I don't know. We did do some of the RPO stuff last time, but I think I don't think that can be a solution to do every time. And if Jalen is the one that is deciding to pass out of those formations, he must be seeing something that leads him to believe that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, because, I don't know, man. I really want them to get it figured. The offensive line isn't going to be as good from a running perspective as they were last year.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. But I would like them to get it figured out a little bit better with more consistency than they have it now. Because it just... the swings that they have from looking highly competent to incompetent in the same game. I don't know that I've ever seen a team like this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree. You know, they have to start showing signs of being consistent. Really, can you play for two halves?
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Yeah. Two halves of looking like the same team.
Yeah, give us two halves
of
football.
Not the bad version.
Yeah, right, yes. Yeah. Give us two halves of at least looking like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then build off of that. But I still wonder how much the vibe of things impedes that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if the vibe were better, would it relax the tension in the building on that side of the football? Like, I don't feel any tension on the defense.
No. No.
I don't feel any tension over there.
You know where the vibes would help, too? Is those honest conversations after plays and in practice about what's happening. Is that if everyone feels like they're walking on eggshells around everyone, the honest conversation of, oh, you should have hit me when I was doing this, without sounding like it is a personal affront to I'm not being critical when they're saying that, just saying, hey, if I do this, you do that.
Right.
If you can't have free and open conversations about what each other are doing, that can impede your ability to fix whatever's wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember Thursday night because we was into baseball so much.
Yeah.
But the communication after series on the sideline, like this stuff has to be rectified, man, to where everybody feels like we're all on the same page. I keep going back to that because I honestly do believe until that gets fixed, that part of it gets fixed, I don't think you can fix the other things. In other words, I don't think we're going to get the offense that we all are hoping for, looking for, if you got disgruntled players on that side of the football. You know, part of the reason I believe the Saquon stuff worked last year is because AJ and Devontae did buy into it. They bought into it. Right? Like, I think that's a big part of the reason why
work. They got a block, too.
Yes, because they are a part of the running game.
Yeah.
And they saw the success they were having running the football. So they rode with it. And I think that kept the vibes good until the Carolina Panthers game, where AJ felt like he couldn't put up with it anymore and he had to let everybody know the passing game needs to be better. But even with that, after that, they seemingly got back on the same page because we never heard anything else about that stuff.
But we did have BG.
Right, that's what I mean.
We had the BG thing.
After that, it was after that.
Yep.
Because that was the same week.
Yep.
The Panther thing.
Yeah.
They played the Pittsburgh game, and then we didn't hear anything else the rest of the season into the postseason.
No.
Now, they didn't look great every week, but at least you didn't have that noise around the team, which allowed them through their times of not looking great, still be able to overcome the adversity and win football games. I think it's very hard to win games when two of your key players, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that rely on each other, aren't on the same page. It's like you're trying to win in spite of that stuff going on. That's hard to do.
215-592-9494. Coming up at 6 o'clock, the Jordan Mailata Show. We will talk about all this stuff with Jordan. Elliott Shore Parks, Jordan and I. And then the Players Lounge is at 7 here at Chickie's. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliott Shore Parks. This week's guest here in person, Cam Juergens.
The Jergy Man.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.